This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 255 for Friday, February 3rd. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE futures canola market is higher despite a mixed tone in vegetable oils. Chicago soy oil is lower to start the day, but European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil are both making gains. Crude oil is at least $1.50 US per barrel higher on Friday morning as a recovery in Chinese demand goes slowly and crude oil stockpiles in the United States rise. The Canadian dollar is down half of a US cent compared to Thursday's close. The March canola contract is up $5.90 per ton at $831. In the US, corn is slightly higher, soybeans are down, and wheat is mixed. Recent rains in Argentina have improved the condition of its corn crop according to the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange. Its rating improved to 22% good to excellent compared to 12% the previous week, while 32% of the crop is now rated poor to very poor, down 7 points from last week. Brazil has ended a tax exemption for fuel ethanol imports, which will hurt the U.S. ethanol industry. Imports will now have to pay a 16% tax until the end of the year. The March corn contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.80. The rains in Argentina also helped the country's soybean crop, which is now rated 12% good to excellent, up 5 points from last week, and 46% poor to very poor, down 8 points. Brokerage StoneX is reporting that yields in Mato Grosso have offset weaker production in the southern parts of Brazil. Therefore, it raised Brazil's soybean production estimate to a record high 154.2 million tons. The March soybean contract is up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $15.32. The U.S. plains are expected to see healthy amounts of precipitation within 6 to 14 days, including the very dry southwestern plains. However, it won't be enough to reverse drought conditions in hard red regrowing areas in Kansas. Meanwhile, Russian agricultural consultancy firm IKAR is cutting its 2023 domestic wheat forecast by 3 million tons to 84 million. Russian wheat is currently the least expensive on the global market. The March Chicago wheat contract is up 14 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.75. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.88. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $9.24. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, February 3rd. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.